morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 25th. You'll be interested to know. 62 years ago, today in 1963, President John F. Kennedy's funeral brought the nation together in a solemn, dignified state ceremony that honored his leadership and sacrifice. The procession and televised memorials created a shared public mourning that strengthened American civic rituals and set a precedent for modern presidential funerary honors. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with 2+ feet, waves rolling in from the south-southwest. Conditions should remain clean until around 9, when the wind shifts onshore at 2 miles per hour, making it fair. By midday, expect choppy conditions as the wind picks up to 8 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m., with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5 feet just before 11 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide at 7. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves around 1 to 2 feet on Wednesday, making it a great day for beginners. Thursday continues the trend with similar sizes, though a slight increase in wind leads to fair conditions in the afternoon. By Friday, the swell holds at 1 to 2 feet, but becomes choppy later, so early sessions are recommended for the best ride. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 59 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:33. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday, with a high near 66 and a light northwesterly breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 54 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 69 and a light southwest breeze of up to 5 miles per hour. Thanksgiving Day and Friday stay mostly sunny with highs near 70 on Thursday, then falling to around 64 on Friday, while weekend highs drop into the low 60s with a slight chance of rain Saturday afternoon and greater chance Saturday night as temperatures fall to the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Guns N' Roses, the hard-rocking superstars, are hitting the road for a mega world tour that includes a stop in San Diego. The band announced the exciting news on Monday, revealing the tour will feature more than 60 concerts, opening in Monterrey, Mexico, in March. The North American leg kicks off in May and will stop at Snapdragon Stadium on September 2nd. Pre-sales begin next week, with Night Train members getting first dibs starting on December 2nd. The artist pre-sale will be available the following day, but participants must sign up by 8:59 p.m. on December 1st. Now on to sports. Christian McCaffrey gained 142 yards from scrimmage and scored a touchdown in his first game against Carolina, since he was traded away 3 years ago, leading the San Francisco 49ers to a 20-9 victory over the Panthers on Monday Night Football. McCaffrey's big night helped the 49ers with an overall record of 8 wins and 4 losses, overcome 3 interceptions by Brock Purdy in the first half. Bryce Young and the Panthers, with a record of 6 wins and 6 losses, struggled to capitalize on opportunities. Young completed 169 passing yards with 1 touchdown and 1 interception. The 49ers went conservative in the second half, relying mostly on McCaffrey and short passes. In local sports, last night, fireworks lit up the sky before San Diego SC played Minnesota United in the Western Conference semifinals at Snapdragon Stadium. Anders Dreyer, San Diego SC's most valuable player, scored a majestic strike in the 72nd minute, breaking a scoreless tie and securing a 1-0 victory. Corey Baird's brilliant backwards pass set up Dreyer's game-winning shot. In a remarkable defensive play, Ian Pilcher prevented a goal by stopping a shot inches from the line. SDSC will face Vancouver for a chance at the Major League Soccer Cup final. In top news, scientists searching for new ways to combat cancer may have uncovered a promising lead in the DNA of the bowhead whale. The findings, published in the journal Nature, highlight how long-lived animals like the bowhead manage to avoid cancer despite having more cells. Vera Gorbanova, a biologist at the University of Rochester, suggests these animals have evolved additional protections from cancer. The bowhead whale utilizes a protein that excels at repairing broken DNA, maintaining healthy cells, and preventing mutations, rather than eliminating malignant ones. This research could ultimately benefit human health and provide insights into cancer resistance in various species. In business news, the S&P 493 reveals a very different United States economy. While a few trillion-dollar companies are powering market gains, most other businesses are struggling. This year has been good for the stock market, but the S&P 500's gains are driven by a small number of artificial intelligence-focused companies. The Magnificent Seven includes Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla. Economists express concerns about other companies not benefiting from this AI investment boom. The S&P 493 shows weaker performance among smaller firms, highlighting economic struggles outside the tech sector. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to about $88,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $2,900. And XRP is up 8% to $2.24. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists observed a man move energy with his mind, leading to classified research. In a Stanford laboratory, an unexplained event triggered years of secret psychic studies during the Cold War. The concept suggests that the mind may manipulate the surrounding world. In 1972, an artist named Ingo Swann allegedly altered a magnetic field in a sealed vacuum chamber simply by thinking. This incident initiated Project Stargate, one of the most surreal programs in United States government history. The government aimed to train psychic spies who could see across time and space through remote viewing techniques. Entertainment news. Scarlett Johansson is set to star in Mike Flanagan's new Exorcist movie. Universal and Blumhouse hope to reboot the religious horror franchise after scrapping a trilogy planned around 2023's The Exorcist Believer. Flanagan stated, "Scarlett is a brilliant actress whose captivating performances always feel grounded and real." The film, which will be the franchise's seventh from as many directors, is set to shoot in New York City. Flanagan's film will tell an all-new story set in the Exorcist universe. Despite a global gross of roughly $137 million, Believer faced financial underperformance and critical reviews. Flanagan describes his Exorcist movie as the scariest movie I've ever made. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and historian, David McCullough. And he said, "History is who we are and why we are the way we are." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.